WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is blasting Fed Chair Powell, saying his, quote, termination can't come soon enough, after Powell's comments linking tariffs to inflation. Constitutional law professor James Sample.
The mere threat of terminating Chairman Powell is uncharted territory.
The European Central Bank has just cut interest rates to offset the impact of Trump tariffs. California Governor Newsom's filed a lawsuit challenging the president's authority to enact international tariffs. He says his state could lose billions.
Any business person, small or large, uncertainty is the number one enemy. Just give us certainty.
Eli Lilly says a pill form of its weight loss injectable showed success in a late-stage clinical trial. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Side effect profile is very similar to what we see with the drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro that are already on the market.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A Milwaukee man was shot and killed by law enforcement during a traffic stop on I-80 in Iowa Tuesday. Officials say 51-year-old Von Derek Rayford fired at deputies. Officials in Dallas County, which is just west of Des Moines, report that the vehicle and the gun used by Rayford were stolen. He had an outstanding Wisconsin warrant. The incident is under investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration can't revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student weeks before he's set to graduate with his degree. Savannah Tolmay Olson has more.
According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isardasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 2 dozen UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide.
He's a three-time All-Star, and this happens to be year three of his big event. Milwaukee Brewers star Kristen Yelich and his family are set to host the third annual Home Plate charity concert at the Pabst Theater tonight. The event is headlined by the Goo Goo Dolls, and a statement says the event will include a culinary experience, sponsor exhibits, and special guests. It all supports the Brewers Community Foundation. There's a red carpet event prior, with arrivals starting at 5 outside the theater. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Brewers tank the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season, so, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win, next day you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 play. Playoff series in Green Bay, the NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that, you know, you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible, a low of 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Hey, Cardi.
Brother, brother, brother.
Hey, man, I'm gonna ask you to play this all the way through.
Okay. All right.
Listen to the lyrics.
Turn it up a little bit. Pick another lyrics now, Earl.
Hey, listen, man.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, pick it lights and pick it signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
So I've been listening to that song since it first came out in 1971. And if you listen to the lyrics of it, you can contrast it with what is happening today. What's going on, man? You know, there's so much going on in this nation and in the world that song, you know, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, it's going to remain a part of me. And so, again, here it is. I was 17 years old when it came out. So, you know, here I am now, 71 years old. Soon to be 71 years old. That's over 50, I don't know, do the math, 52, 53 years. And it still sounds to me as great as it did, the message, when I was a 17-year-old boy. Anyway. Now that we've got that behind us, I am excited as always to welcome my good friend, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy. And I will say this, we're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. It's great to see you. It's always great to see you. You've got a great message, as always.
Thank you.
So listen, I said to you, and for people who don't know, This is your and my last time on in this environment, on the airwaves in this environment. It's not the last time you and I are going to be doing great things, because in my podcast series, Dr. Omar the Pharmacist is going to be there. Because of what you have brought to the table and what this means, since the first time you and I met Dr. Omar and started talking, and I realized that your voice needs to be heard, because your voice is a voice of life, and what you do is invaluable. And so your voice should remain always on the airwaves in some way, shape, or form, because people don't know. We're not doctors. We don't know our physiology. We don't know the importance of how we can preserve this, the greatest gift given, and that's a human life. We don't know anything about those things, and we also don't know that there are entities out here who are looking to make money, and money has more value than the human life. And so we need your guidance to help us understand and maintain this body that we have. So with that having been said, man, you know, thank you for all of what you've done. But with you and I, it's only a beginning, and we're going to make sure that people hear our voices, you know, ad infinitum.
Thank you, Earl. Well, it's an honor to be in the business of helping to change people's lives, because I believe if you offer someone good information that makes them take one step in their life to be better, then you are a good person to this person, and that's the environment we want to create. We want to create good people around good people, and by good, I mean we're all growing, and the show has given me the opportunity to talk to an audience, and it has been a privilege and an honor. So thank you for that opportunity, for sure. Well, looking forward to the future things that we'll do together.
So, Dr. Omar, you wanted to talk about a second brain, and and your imagination can kind of run, you know, away with what people may think the second brain is. But let's talk a little bit about what a second brain is.
Yes, your gut is more than a digestive organ. Your gut is your second brain. And the conversation that's known as the gut-brain axis, this actually has a scientific value, because in the gut, we have something called enteric nervous system, ENS, that has over 500 million neurons woven into the lining of the gut. It's like a mini brain, so sophisticated. It's dubbed the second brain. It's got enough firepower to run digestion solo, but it doesn't stop there. It's actually in constant contact with your brain via the vagus nerve. So this like gut-brain axis, think of it as a high-speed highway linking a bustling city, which is your gut, to the central headquarters, your brain. When the city is thriving, signals are clear, and when it's in chaos, the whole system feels it. So think of patients with brain fog and ADHD struggling with focus. A 2022 Nature study found gut bacteria turn out dopamine, the focus neurotransmitter. An imbalanced gut can stall production, leaving you foggy and scattered. Think of anxiety and depression. Feeling down? Well, 90%, 85 to 90% of serotonin, your mood-lifting chemicals, is made in the gut. Research in gut microbes in 2023 shows that gut dysbiosis, which imbalance in the bacteria and culture in the gut, doubles your odds of an anxiety and depression. And looking at the other way, which is the chronic gut conditions, irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's, and these conditions, they actually, patients with those conditions have more probability to develop depression and anxiety. So we cannot now isolate the gut from the brain. Actually, I was sitting yesterday with a psychiatrist who has an ADHD clinic, and he was telling me that the patients that he uses the fixation of the gut and treating patients with the medication in addition to probiotics and omega-3, and he just personalized the course for patients. He realizes that after a few months, looking at the cognitive scores and the development of their brain health, they thrive better, they do better, and the numbers are showing it. So we have to respect our gut, think of it as the second brain, and offer it the love that it deserves.
So let me, having said those things, Dr. Omar, you make me think in this wise. So science, the advancement of science, is why you can talk about the things you're talking about now. 40 years ago, they weren't talking about the gut being the second brain. They certainly weren't talking about it in a manner in which you are talking about it. What role does science play in the development, the further understanding of what you are talking about now? Because they weren't talking about that 30, 40 years ago.
Awesome thing is like advancement of science, in which having studies that come out to prove the concept gives the opportunity for the clinical application to see the actual results. And that's what we have been seeing in the pharmacy, in terms of it's not just the pharmaceuticals that are used to get like the new antibiotic, the new GLP-1 agonist, the new semaglutide. There is the same way there is advancement in what is happening in the gut when it comes to the natural medicine. So happening in the genomics, understanding the genes that affect metabolism, immunity, and aging, the microbiome research, which we didn't know maybe 15 years ago, it was still growing, but we didn't know how the vital gut bacteria work. We didn't know that back then. Well, imaging and biomarkers, which we can see the inflammation, the neurotransmitter imbalances, nutrient depletion. And then we have the computation science, the AI and data tracking and longitudinal studies, and looking back and using this data that are collected over the years and making sense out of it. That all allowed us to have more than move from treating the symptom to understanding the system. And when we understand the system, we can create a product that can help the body. Because at the end of the day, we want to use this research to treat human beings.
You know, Dr. Omar, it is it's more than fascinating, because as we are now in a period where they're working to kind of stop science, and you know, this is just a waste of time. This is a waste of money.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to deal with the science anymore, so we'll cut this, we'll cut that. It really is the height of insanity when you can come on and talk about the impact of changes in people's lives that have been wrought by the scientific studies. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Any other questions or comments about anything that you want to discuss, you can do that now, as always. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my
all right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. By the way, Dr. Omar, we're going to take that with us to our next destination. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Omar, now is the time, as always, throughout the show. We're willing to take your calls. Dr. Omar, I wanted to ask you, when you talk about the gut, and you know, just the fact that the gut somehow has, you talked about microbes. What's a microbe and what's its purpose?
Microbe is a harmful bacteria that we need to get rid of. And that was the focus of the antibiotics. They get rid of the microbes. But due to the need to have priorities in what we need to do, you get the antibiotic, it kills the good and the bad bugs. So we have patients that develop diarrhea and gut issues and actually mental issues after they take antibiotics. And that's why we're always recommending, after you take a course of antibiotic, to take a course of probiotics. But the catch is that it might take 6 months of taking probiotics to rebuild the healthy bacteria again in your gut. So how about if someone is taking several multiple courses of antibiotic, take Augmentin, then after that take another one, Z-Pak, and then get another infection? Oh, let's try a stronger antibiotic for for upper respiratory tract. So within 1 or 2 years, you would find one of us would be taking 3, 4, 5 or even more courses of antibiotics. And I want to tell you, many of the patients that come to the pharmacy suffering from long-term diarrhea would come and tell you, this all started after I had this health condition and then I took those antibiotics and now I am, my gut is messed up and I am. And then I check the medication profile and I see an antidepressant. When did you start it? Link it towards the time that these medications have been started. And that's early what have caused companies to come up with great products to mix between probiotics and other things to support mental health. I'm going to give you an example. I have a product called the Zenbiome Sleep. The Zenbiome Sleep. It's a probiotics product that has Bifidobacterium longum 1714. You see the name is long, Bifidobacterium longum 1714. That's what's called a psychotropic probiotic, psychobiotic. That's a probiotics that helps to support and relaxes the brain. All right. They found this in the research and they mix it with L-theanine, which is an adaptogen that helps also to relax the brain and also helps increase focus. And giving it also some lemon balm. You take it before you go to bed, so it will help you sleep better and helps your gut health. So you see the linkage now is in products that would help with the brain health and the gut health. So the microbes are bad. Getting rid of the bad guys need us to take some measures. After that, we need to rebuild our flora and the gut. And I want to tell you, when someone comes and picks up an antibiotic at Wiltopia, young or old, I take the time, I talk to them about probiotics, and I tell them, you know what? This is not paid by the insurance, but this is needed by your body.
You know, Dr. Omar, some of us, you know, have been dealing with this since the time, you know, we were young people. We've never had our gut health checked. We're into our 60, 70 years of age, and nobody's ever said anything to us about the importance of our guts. Have we done permanent damage to our guts, or can any of that be turned around?
It can be turned around, but according to the severity of the situation, some of the issues of, like, let's say I have like transient diarrhea, I have some constipation, we can treat it with some fiber and probiotics. And other patients, we use what we call a stool analysis. And stool analysis is giving us a picture of the bacteria that's in the gut, mapping out the DNA structure of the little creatures in the gut. So that give us more deeper insight what we need to do to help. But also there is gut sensitivity test. And then the patient would say and tell me, this is overwhelming, where do I start? And I tell them, start with a consultation or meeting a functional medicine practitioner who knows what they are doing, who can work with your current set of doctors and nurse practitioners, who can help you to translate the labs and whatever you've been doing over the previous time of your life to create a plan which looks at you as a human being, not as a high blood pressure patient or just a patient coming with constipation. So you have to work with someone who understands what they are doing, because we are challenged with having too many sources of information. And many people now are going for ChatGPT to get answers. And they give good answers, don't get me wrong. But we need to use these answers to create a plan. And that's why we need more credibility.
So, Dr. Omar, before we, you know, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
262-429-9429, call or text, or go to the website, wiltopiarx.com.
855-752-4842 is the number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It could be just a little more than April showers. Two rounds of strong storms are expected across the area, with a hail possible late tonight, and both hail and strong winds likely tomorrow afternoon. The exact timing of the storms remains uncertain. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. The Metro Milwaukee housing market saw a slight dip in home sales during the first quarter of the year. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors has sales almost flat at 0.3%. The average sale price in the metro area rose to just over $435,000. That's up a little more than 4%. The realtors say the lack of listings and new construction continues to impact the market. There's a push in Madison to make changes to Wisconsin's unemployment insurance law. Joanne Krulatz has more.
UI would be referred to as reemployment assistance. Waukesha Representative Scott Allen says it gives job seekers an extra push, calling it a compassionate bill designed to help people when they are at perhaps their lowest. Milwaukee Representative Ryan Clancy questions the need for changes, noting there's no data to suggest that the current UI program has a problem that needs fixing. The bill mandates creation of a Division of Reemployment Assistance within the Department of Workforce Development and adds requirements for those seeking employment. It passed on a 4-2 committee vote Tuesday. The Assembly Committee on Public Benefit Reform also passed a bill to prohibit local governments from using tax money for guaranteed income programs.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse, and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible, a low of 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
540 WAUK presents This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, I have esports legend and storm chaser CJ Ziegler talking about his newest adventures. And in my second podcast, I have First District Alderman Mike Rosine talking about our parks and how we can do better. It's going to be a great set of podcasts. Join us.
You can find This Week in Waukesha online at waukradio.com. Click on This Week in Waukesha for the podcast.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also the NFL draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
coming round.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Let me make this announcement, and then we'll get back to in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. Beginning Wednesday, April 23rd, the Earl Ingram Show will be shifting its focus to local community content on 540 AM WAUK in Milwaukee, as well as special reporting starting with a limited podcast series focusing on the issue of lead in drinking water. I will continue to be a voice for local content on 540 AM WAUK throughout Milwaukee with local spots that will be broadcasting. We will be broadcast during moments with Pat Kreitlow. Additionally, as a correspondent with Civic Media, I will appear as a regular guest on the Civic Media Network shows to share details about this special reporting and podcast. Subscribe to the Earl Ingram Show wherever you listen to podcasts to stay up to date with all the digital exclusive content I will be releasing in the coming weeks and months. Again, we are officially back in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, gut health. I ask you again because there are people who, like myself, knew nothing about gut health. It didn't think anything about it. There was nothing to point me in that direction that my gut health, that my gut had a brain, if you will. And now that you're telling me, and now that I know that the key to a healthy life is through the gut, and here I've lived over 70 years and haven't paid any attention or any focus to it, you say that it's never too late. Is it safe to say that?
Never too late. We can start by visiting the department stores and shopping from the sides of the store, staying away from the middle, and try to, when you buy a product, try to make it less than 5 ingredients, eat more vegetables, salads, eat a healthy breakfast, because serotonin, happy hormone, happens and gets created in the gut. And when you wake up, your gut wakes up and you go running and you go like being hunted by this lion. The cortisol production in the body is at the peak in the early morning. So I tell people, like, if you want to eat meat and you can make part of it in the morning with breakfast, do it. I start my day by a very healthy meal or a rich meal because I know that I'm going to crunch it through the day. By 1 or 2 p.m., you're already, most of the planning of the day has finished. But people drink coffee and just say, I'm not hungry, until it's 12 or 1 p.m. when I'm super hungry, anxious, nervous. And then we wait 5-10 years living this lifestyle. We get type 2 diabetes. We have problems sleeping. We are eating the largest meal before we go to bed by 1 or 2 hours. And we have indigestion. We start to take omeprazole, pantoprazole for gut health, for acid reflux. That also destroys the healthy bacteria in the gut. So if we have done something wrong or didn't eat and live healthy most of our lives, and we want to change things today, it's going to take a while. You're not going to take a magic supplement or a magic drug, or you're not going to take something for the constipation that you have and the doctor writes it on the prescription pad and you find out, okay, I'm fine by taking this pill or capsule. Living healthy is an investment in your best health, and I really support anyone who starts today because there's no better time than now. because tomorrow is going to be better when you do that.
You know, Dr. Omar, it is, again, I've been in radio for a little while now, and I've had many different segments on the airwaves that I've been on, but none as important as our segment. And, you know, that's why I know, man, wherever I go, I got to make sure that there's going to be an In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, because, I mean, just listening to this today, right? Let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Lee. Good morning to you, Lee. Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
Yeah. Good morning, Earl. Dr. Omar, I have a friend that recently is touting what seems to me to be a new product. He calls it H2 tablets. And hydrogen, oxygen, it's confusing to me, but he gives it all kinds of benefits. I'll disconnect. And do you know anything about this so-called product? Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the question.
So these are products that help to deliver what we say molecular hydrogen, H2, to the body. And these molecular hydrogen, they are small, non-polar, which means it can easily diffuse or come to the tissues and the cells. And they are used for there are studies that show that these H2 tablets are helping to improve glucose metabolism, helps to protect against oxidation, high LDL, lowers inflammation, can help with also respiratory health. So they can help some patients with COPD. It just kind of think of it as a way to decrease oxidative stress or to help with detoxification in the body and helps the cells be more sharpened. So it's one of the trends that come out and can be added to someone's supplements that they take. Good question, Lee. I like that because we have an excellent H2 product, and I have some very specific patients that come ask for it.
You know, Dr. Omar, I mean, what do you got? There are millions of supplements, millions of pills, and so there's an endless supply of things to address your body and where your body is. How do you know which ones to take? You know, how do you know if I'm mixing the wrong things and I'm going by what somebody told me, a friend in the bar said, oh, by the way, you know, I can tell you about some of the greatest. Do you just go by what you're hearing? Or clearly that's not reasonable enough today, is it?
It's the challenge is like we are collecting pills and capsules and supplements of bottles that can be sometimes very expensive over the years. So I always say we're going to start with organization of your medication cabinet, making sure that we are prioritizing the medicine and we are supporting the supplements that you with a good multivitamin, good B complex, good fish oil, omega-3. And then we see if you're taking certain medications, you might need CoQ10. I see it needed for most people above 40 years old. Many people take statins, so CoQ10 gets to be very important. Probiotics, 6 months in 1 year, would cut the chase of meds and supplements and stress and all of that. So probiotics, 6 months in 1 year. And there are some probiotics for different cases. And we go from there. We try to build on the bulk, on the basic thing. If you're a patient who's taking an ADHD medication like Vyvanse or Adderall, it would be great if you take omega-3 fish oil because that will help to decrease the neuroinflammation, supports brain health, improves the memory, and gives you the empowerment that you can do without taking the medication every single day. So brain health supplements are also, you look at the bulk, the main thing, I want to be strong. I want to have the micronutrients that's in a good multivitamin. And I'm not talking about a cheap multivitamin that you can get for $3, $4. I'm talking about multivitamin that maybe will cost you $1 a day for a pill or a capsule, but it will be empowered with 10 times better micronutrients, think of things from orthomolecular, from designs for health. We have active life that has the D, the C, the vitamin Bs, the eye health supplements. That's one of the supplements that you take, Earl, and I think we've been talking about it a little bit, right?
I take it every day, and it certainly has been an elixir for me and my health and keeping me strong, amongst other things. But I would ask you, Dr. Omar, statins. People are prescribed statins. Statins are one of the most prescribed medications that there is. But statins break down your muscle. Do they break down the muscle, or what? They certainly take something away from you, because before I met you, I never took the CoQ10 or whatever that's called. And so why am I taking the how do you pronounce it?
CoQ10.
CoQ10. Why am I taking that? I've been taking statins for 20 years and never knew that the statins had a side effect to them. Why don't we know about those things early on before we've taken them for 20 years? And then I remember the first time I saw you, first thing you said was you need CoQ10. I'm like, what's CoQ10? I take CoQ10 every day now. But how? What? Was it because of my age or what?
So the statins are a very important medications. They help to lower the bad cholesterol, the LDL, by 18 to 55%. Some statins like rosuvastatin have proven to actually decrease inflammation of the cardiac muscle. They are helpful. And for many people, we need to get the numbers under a certain threshold to make sure that they don't have a stroke or a heart attack. And the studies are proving and showing it. And that's why we have like more than 40, 50% of people that take heart medications are taking statins. So it's cost effective. It helps to reduce cardiovascular health, but it has side effects, which is muscle related. People can experience muscle pain, cramps, and weakness. Part of the problem is that statins prevent the production of CoQ10, which is a very important coenzyme, which it helps with the production of energy inside the cells, inside the mitochondria, inside the cells, which is the brain of the cell. And people without statins after 40 years of age already produce less CoQ10. So many people would tell you after 40 years of age, we feel low energy, we have muscle pains, and that can be attributed to low CoQ10. And it's actually in the literature, in the drug pamphlet of any statin, that they would affect the production of CoQ10. And that's why it's an easy solution. Drug-induced nutrition depletion, let's replace it. Let's take CoQ10. But the challenge that comes also is what kind of CoQ10? Because we need that CoQ10 to go deep into the cells. And that's why we try to find the right CoQ10 that's absorbed by the body. We have an excellent product called CoQNOL 200 that mixes between giving CoQ10 and also helping the body produce its own CoQ10. People take this a couple of months. They have had muscle pain while taking a statin. It goes away, less brain fog and lower blood pressure, and so many health benefits as a longevity supplement, I would say.
Well, I'll tell you,
that's one of the core supplements we use.
It was one of the first things you prescribed for me was CoQ10. I'm still taking it now, every day. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Hang on the phone lines. We'll come right to you. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
WAUK is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, waukradio.com, for details.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan-crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorn, and toasted breadcrumb. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. I-94 and Highway 164. Pewaukee.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar is willing to take any questions or comments you may have. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 or go to wiltopiarx.com.
And Cardi, if people want to be able to now capture all of this great information that we've been able to gather with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, over the last year or so, how can they do that?
Well, Earl, they can always log into civicmedia.us, check out the podcast on that episode by clicking on the Earl Ingram Show, and also check out the YouTube page at Civic Media and click on Earl Ingram, and you'll be able to see every episode from day one until today.
Oh, that's great. That's great news. Let's go to Mark. Good morning to you, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hello. First, a quick question, Earl. On Mondays, is Reggie Jackson your frequent guest?
Yes, he has been.
Okay. The comment I have in terms of health, I just wanted to recommend a book by Jane Roberts called The Way Toward Health. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Omar, when you talk about health, and I was talking to you earlier before we came on the air, and I was saying, you know, I mean, I've cut back a lot on meat, man. I used to be a carnivore, man. They just give me some meat, right? Meat. Give me meat. Meat on the plate. It's got to be meat, you know. And as I've gotten older, my body doesn't agree with meat as much as it once did. And so I was telling you about watching horses and rhinoceroses and elephants and the largest animals, land animals on earth, buffaloes, they don't eat meat. And so when we talk about muscle development, those animals have tremendous muscles and they don't eat meat. And so you are telling me the difference between their bodies and our bodies, and the difference, if you please.
Yeah, so the horse, well, actually, yeah, it's weird that we see that animal kingdom has animals that have like awesome muscles, but they don't eat meat like the horses. But they have kind of digestive system adaptations. Well, they have this kind of, they can ferment in their colons very efficiently, extract the nutrients from the fibrous plant materials. And also they have continuous grazing activity. They graze for many hours daily and are naturally active, promoting consistent muscle engagement and development. There is also different muscle fiber composition. In us humans, when we go plant-based diet, the challenge is like there is incomplete amino acid profiles in many plant proteins. And it's hard for us to absorb these kind of proteins in the beans, in the seeds and the nuts. And that's why replacing with branched chain amino acids and taking protein shakes for plant-based diet people is important. Okay, so this need to be careful dietary planning, because not everyone can be vegetarian based on I want to be as strong as this athlete who is also vegetarian. You have to calculate it, make sure that you get your proteins, you get your vitamin B12, you have healthy gut, because unfortunately I see many vegetarian human beings live with us that eat many processed foods thinking that this is healthy and it is not. So meat is not the enemy. Vegetarians is a good and great concept and great way of life. We just have to calculate it perfectly and be realistic. And that's why I love pharmacy, because it gives us the tools to look at the science and help empower people with lifestyle changes, change in their medications and supplements to create a better health.
Well, Dr. Omar, as fate would have it, my better half is on the line. She doesn't call, but this is my wife, Allie. You have a question or comment for the doctor?
Of course, a comment. Thank you so much. And Cardi, I love the look on your face when you're looking at that screen like Earl. Yeah. Hi, Dr. Omar.
Hi, Allie. How are you doing?
And I'm limited, I already know. But your, oh my God, your pills, your vitamin B, first of all, off the chain. I mean, it was so perfect. I had those little tremors, and you said vitamin B, and ever since, no problem. Your CoQ10, awesome. Your calcium, you know, okay, I'm old, so I needed everything. And you have it there at your pharmacy. And your knowledge is, wow. I'm just overwhelmed. I should have called you earlier. But thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You know, Dr. Omar, is not the end. Because you and I will certainly continue to give the life-changing information and knowledge that you provide. I'll continue to tell people about Welltopia Pharmacy. I'll continue to make my treks back and forth to the pharmacy to see you until we meet again on the podcast. It's always been great, and it's not so long. It's not goodbye. It's a respite, but we'll be back together soon.
We'll be back. Thank you, Earl. I appreciate
thank you as well.
Thank you, Allie.
That's Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Love you, man. We'll talk soon. All right. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, I'm going to give you a chance to get to know who I really am. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Whether you're shaping up a small yard or tackling serious acreage, steel walk-behind zero-turn and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local steel dealer. Steel. Let's go mow. Available at participating dealers.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive.
This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump didn't like what Fed Chair Jerome Powell had to say about his new tariffs.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
This morning, Mr. Trump posted to his Truth Social, Powell's, quote, termination can't come fast enough. Legal experts question his ability to fire the Fed head. Officials overseas hope to soften the blow of Trump tariffs. CBS's Vicky Barker at the foreign desk.
The European Central Bank has just cut interest rates in the 20-nation eurozone to 2.25%. That's the lowest in more than 2 years.
An update on yesterday's power outage that plunged all of Puerto Rico into darkness. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has new details from San Juan.
There was progress overnight. Crews are now reporting that about 40% of customers on the island do have their power restored. That still means more than half of customers are out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.